For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The debate over border wall funding continues on Capitol Hill. President Trump hasn't given up on getting some money for his wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. He's now searching for other avenues in other departments. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains.
We're looking at every avenue available to us possible. The president's asked every one of his cabinet secretaries to look for funding that can be used.
Republicans that are looking to avoid a partial government shutdown, which is looming, suggested an extra $1 billion be allocated as the president sees fit. That doesn't bode well with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
$1 billion slush fund is not what is right, what the American people want, and it couldn't get votes in either house to pass.
At a photo op, the president passed it off, saying,
"See what happens."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
John Clemens reports the price of gas is going down.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon, that Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
Once in our lives, we should have photo-do-do'd. You mean done the deed? We die now. We saved it for nothing.
Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall has died from complications of diabetes. Marshall's guest shot on Happy Days was the launching of Laverne and Shirley in 1976. She went on to direct movies like Big and A League of Their Own. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Christmas party tragedy in Georgia. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured, because I think I fell on two people that saved me from being injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars or helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is. And they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
Arizona's Republican governor has filled a U.S. Senate seat again. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Governor Doug Ducey names Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally to replace outgoing Senator John Kyle, who announced a few days ago he'll step down at the end of the month after he was appointed to replace the late Senator John McCain. The seat becomes open again in 2020. McSally recently lost a tough Senate contest to Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in a race to replace outgoing Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,